So let's take a moment in silence. And let's prepare for meditation. Gently close your eyes. And we're going to move into meditation now. And I'm going to read a meditation that was written in Unity in 1963, talking about the secret of power. Reverend Mike, can you put up the meditation slide? Thank you. You are seen. You are heard. You are loved more than you know. In the silence. The secret of power. There's one short sentence that explains all there is to the secret of power. That sentence is found in Lessons in Truth by H. Emily Cady, a beloved classic studied in Unity for more than a century. This sentence reads, "In daily meditation lies the secret of power." Does the sentence say we must get out and fight and struggle and strain for power? Does it say that we must, by hook or crook, get more money or bombs or guns or bigger business or house or car or company than anyone else before we can have power? Does it suggest anything outside of ourselves can give us power? No. It says very simply that faithful meditation day after day is where the secret of power lies. And once we find it, we can bring it forth to overcome our difficulties and live joyously and graciously. Some people think of meditation as a mystical word, one that implies some complicated procedure that they feel they never understand nor are capable of following. Nothing could be further from the truth. Meditation simply means to take an idea and to think about it. You do that all the time about everything. This time, you want to think about God, to try to realize what God is, that God is all the power and love and wisdom, all the life and substance there is. Good is synonymous with God. Everything that is good is of God. Take this idea and think about it. That is, meditate on it. Then go a step further and relate yourself to God and all divine attributes. Contained within you is all power, all life, all love, all wisdom, and all substance. Can you believe this means you? Even though at this moment you find yourself, even though at the moment you find yourself sick and lonely, poor and afraid, meditate on the idea of God in you. God power within you right now, able to heal you, able to provide the companionship and food and whatever else you may need. Meditate on the idea of God being forever right in the midst of you. Then ask yourself, what is there to fear? Think about it, not just occasionally, but daily, day after day, faithfully, religiously. For herein is the secret of power. Take these words of Jesus, the words that sum up his whole message to you. The Father and I are one. Say them for yourself. Think about God's being in you expressing through you, pouring power out from you. Pouring power out from you. Take a breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Now we're going to have another musical selection. Reverend Mike, can you cue up In the Land of I Am? just thinking I'm doing something, and I'm just talking away. Anyway, I want to close with this. If you ask me today who I am, I will say that I am a child of God. I am an individualized expression of that which created me. I am love. My heart beats to the rhythm of love. I am forever evolving. I am you, and you are me. I am that which I say I am. Repeat after me. I am that which I say I am. Take a breath and feel the truth of this statement. Let your I am be your guide. Thank you so much.